What happened was some of our Florida members at Patrick Air Force Base, Cape Canaveral, complained that the government, in re-awarding the contracts, gives the contract to the lowest responsible bidder.
Mm-hmm.
Pan American had the prime contract to run the base. They were the caretaker, so to speak. And everybody then worked for Pan American, even though the government paid all their costs. When that came up for rebid, Boeing really lost, they lost about $5 billion worth of contracts from the government. I forget exactly what happened. In those days, that was everything. So they had no more dough. And so Boeing underbid. We okay? Boeing underbid deliberately to get the contract.
Yeah.
So they got the contract and then fired all the engineers. And the reason they fired all the engineers was that there is a law from 1965 called the Service Contract Act, which says that when you are a service contractor, basically that means the government owns a facility and you're the contractor to do the everything, you must pay all the people the prevailing wage. So if you fired someone and hired them back, you have to hire them at the same pay. All their rights were protected. Everything was protected. Except for engineers, doctors, and lawyers. Maybe nurses, I forget, but there were, but engineers were accepted. Now, at Cape Canaveral, a lot of the employees were engineers because that's basically the work that was done on the base. So they fired all the engineers, couldn't fire anybody else. And immediately advertised
new positions.
Someone with 10 years of experience and a PhD for $100 a week or $150 a week. I mean, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, why the hell did guys take the job? Well, there weren't many jobs anywhere else. And if it's better than unemployment insurance and you got a family, you're going to do something.
Yeah.
And so these guys were whipsawed into taking big cuts in pay, some of them 50% of what they were getting, some of them even less, some of them a little more. Now, that doesn't mean they had to keep that pay forever because they would be looking around, and as soon as they found another job, they would take off. So there's this whipsawing thing.
Yeah.
You go, you're earning this much money, all of a sudden you're down here earning this much money, and then they feel they got to do a little raise here and there to keep the people, enough people there to do the work, and then you have another problem, a new contractor comes in, and it goes down again. So basically, that was the problem, very serious problem. So I took it as a personal challenge that we ought to be able to do something about this. Jim Corman was in Congress, my personal friend, and very close, very nice to have our lobbyist be an unpaid congressman, I mean unpaid by us. So we decided we would tackle this problem. And it got to be kind of exciting because we sort of had a problem with our board, first of all, because the companies didn't like our activity. But one of the things I did was I met with all of the associations involved in service contracts, companies. So they knew everything we were doing. I didn't try to hide anything. I told them, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're doing, and so on and so on. We'd like you to help us do it. And of course they said, no, we can't. We're not going to have a law that includes engineers in that bill. But we proposed a law. We tried to put in certain controls and measures to make people happy. But while this went on, this was a fairly long process, we had hearings. And we gave case histories. And one of the funny things that happened was the PRC company, forget what that means, PRC, but they're a big in the service contract business. After we testified, they testified at the next day. And they said, that testimony wasn't 100% accurate because we were able to trace these people. And this and this and this, you know. And so they said some of the things that were wrong. And so I was on that panel again. And with Corman's help, they asked, he fed questions to the congressman, his friends, to ask us. And they said, well, but how do you explain this? I says, well, the proof of the pudding, Mr. Congressman. They recognize their people. We tried to camouflage them, to protect them. And they researched it to prove that it was their people we were talking about who were abused. So that was one of the testimonies. Enjoyed that one very much. So then we finally went through the subcommittee, and we were really on a roll. Subcommittee passed the bill. We had to get the labor unions to join us because it's the labor committee that had to pass this, and they're close to the unions. So our friend Corman, who's also close to the unions, got the unions to agree on the language that they would put in the bill. Of course, the unions don't want bills to protect employees. They want them to join the union. So we had a little fun there, but finally that got in the bill. And while this is going on, we're suggesting to this industry group that we solve the problem another way. Maybe we can do it by working with OMB and putting it into the regulations. So we met with OMB. We finally got them to agree. Of course, they see this bill making progress. Mm-hmm. The full committee passed the bill.